Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're getting into SAP Commerce Cloud. It's a pretty hefty enterprise
It
platform.
really is.
So our mission here is to understand its features, the architecture behind it, and where it actually fits in the real world, especially with everyone needing better CX and solid omnichannel operations these days.
Exactly. And it's really the next step from what people might remember as SAP Hybris Commerce Cloud, but much more powerful.
Okay.
Fundamentally, you should think of it as part of the SAP CX suite. It's all about delivering really personalized, smooth experiences. Doesn't matter if it's B2C or complex B2B stuff.
Right.
And it's all built on a scalable cloud-first setup.
Okay, let's unpack that experience part. Omnichannel commerce seems like table stakes now, but how does this platform make it, truly
Well,
unified?
it's more than just syncing the cart, right? The core idea is that the entire data model is unified. So
Okay.
imagine a customer starts looking at a product on their laptop, adds it to a wish list on their phone app, maybe even visits a store to see it. The system tracks all that. Intent, preferences, history, across every touch point.
Ah, so it reduces that friction customers hate.
Exactly.
Right.
That's the strategic goal. Less friction, smoother journey.
Okay, interesting. Let's pivot then. Personalization. How deep does that actually go? Is it just putting my name on an email?
Oh, much deeper. It's almost forensic, really. It uses advanced ML tools.
Okay.
So it's tracking real-time behavior, what you browse, what you buy, what's on your wish list. All that feeds into this personalized customer experience.
And how does that play out?
Well, think about crunch times, like holiday sales. The system can dynamically generate tailored product recommendations, specific promotions, like right on the fly based on what you are doing now.
Wow, okay.
And that kind of granular targeting really boosts engagement and, crucially, conversions when traffic is absolutely hammering the site.
Right, but to actually do that complex real-time stuff for potentially millions of users,
No.
that needs a serious foundation, which brings us to the architecture.
Exactly right. Its strength, its resilience, comes from that scalability and cloud-based infrastructure. It's built cloud native, uses microservices.
Microservices, like breaking it into smaller
Yeah,
pieces.
think of it like having dozens of tiny independent apps running your system. So if, let's say, the recommendation engine hiccups for a second,
Right.
the checkout process, inventory, all that keeps running perfectly fine, no interruption. That gives you real resilience under heavy load.
And what about this headless commerce capability? That term is everywhere. What's the practical benefit?
Headless is really about speed and flexibility.
Okay.
It means the front end, the website, the mobile app, what the user sees is decoupled. It's separate from the back-end commerce engine.
And the benefit is.
You can update your mobile app look and feel, or launch a totally new digital channel super fast without messing with the complex back-end stuff like inventory rules or pricing logic. Much faster innovation.
That flexibility sounds key for big operations. Is there like real-world proof this structure holds up under pressure, say Black Friday?
Yeah, absolutely. We saw it during Cyber Week 2023. Companies using the platform handled a huge amount of load, really showed its resilience.
Oh, huge.
We're talking a 9.3% increase in site traffic handled smoothly, and they processed $110 million in peak gross merchandise value. It just handles the volume without slowing down.
Okay, impressive. So the order gets placed during that rush. How does it manage the actual fulfillment, the nuts and bolts?
That's where the advanced order management system comes in. It gives you real-time visibility across all your inventory locations, warehouses, stores, everything.
Right.
So an order comes in. The system instantly checks, say, the nearest warehouse. Maybe stock is low there. It automatically reroutes the order to the next closest place with stock, maybe even a retail store, all without the customer noticing a delay. It improves speed and accuracy.
And leverages physical stores too.
Exactly. Turns them into mini fulfillment centers. And doing all that complex stuff relies heavily on its extensive integration capabilities.
Ah, connecting to the mothership.
Precisely. Seamless links with core SAP systems like SAP ERP, S/4HANA. That's a huge strength.
So, like, if a big B2B client changes an order.
Yep, or changes the shipping address. Those updates reflect instantly across finance, inventory, logistics. No discrepancies.
So, okay, bringing it all together, who is this really built for? Who gets the most out of this complex ecosystem?
Well, it's really tailored for large enterprises, companies operating in a pretty complex digital world, ones that need serious features for complex product catalogs, maybe global operations, and definitely those needing deep personalization for both B2B and B2C. It's an enterprise tool for scaling fast.
But there's always a but. This kind of power usually comes with a hefty price tag, right?
Oh.
What are the main downsides people point out?
Yeah, there are definitely challenges. Three main ones usually come up. First, the cost. High implementation and maintenance costs. It's a significant investment, really suited for larger organizations.
Makes sense. What else?
Second, there's a steep learning curve. It's not something you just pick up. It demands specialized technical skills and, frankly, quite a bit of training to manage effectively.
Okay, cost and complexity, number three.
Complex customization. If you need to tailor it very specifically to your unique processes, that customization work can be pretty resource intensive. It takes time and expertise.
Right. So that perfectly sums up the trade-off, doesn't it? You get undeniable enterprise power, amazing scalability, deep integration.
Yeah.
But it demands serious investment, both financial and technical resources.
Absolutely. Which leads to a good question for you, the listener, to think about. Since SAP Commerce Cloud is that premium evolution of Hybris, where's the dipping point? At what stage does the scale and efficiency you get from a platform this comprehensive actually outweigh that high initial cost and technical complexity,
yeah,
especially for a business that's still growing?
Yeah.
Something to ponder.